how many of you know that God loves you? And what I like about it is that he shows you over and over again.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, ambassador for and servant to and servant of the Rastafari movement. This is for the recording date of Sunday, June the 16th, 2013, and we are working on the new name of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. So, when we manifest Christ within our person, understand that our spirit is the Christ spirit housed within the temple that is our physical structure, physical bodies, we become proper and our names become proper. Now, when people call our names, conjures up good feelings. And the next definition is the name used for everything which the name covers, everything the thought or feeling of which is aroused in the mind by mentioning, hearing, remembering the name. In Africa, see, Yahushua is an African Hebrew, and that being the case, he looks at a name as being very important. The ancient African ancestors would understand prophecy and give a name that matched the prophetic reality concerning that newborn child. The African ancestors could look into the child and see attributes and see characteristics, create a name by the power of the Most High, matching those attributes and characteristics, and that child would then be prepared to grow into the reality of such name and the definitions covered by such name. So names were very important. We didn't have little unimportant nicknames. We had proper names that denoted a characteristic of the Most High, an attribute of the Most High within the child. So when someone mentions your and my name, how does the person feel? When they hear your or my name, what type of feeling comes up in the person? What type of remembrance comes up in the person when they remember our name? The next definition, for one's rank, authority, interests, pleasure, command, excellences, deeds, all of these are attached to the name. What type of rank in society is commensurate with our name? every human being has ranking in society. But are we using that rank for good or evil? What type of authority is realized when our name is called? How are we using our authority? Are we coming in the person of Christ? Are we personifying Christ? Are we personifying the Spirit to deliver the human being from the oppressor? Or are we working with the oppressor to destroy the poor working class masses of the people? So interests, what type of interests do we have? What comes up in the mind of the individual calling your name when they think and reflect on that which is of interest to you? Do we have righteous interests, good interests? Are we interested in the freedom, justice, and equality of every human being on the planet? What type of pleasure, what pleases us? What pleasures do we go after? Do we seek after? Proceed after? Are we just pleased with play and frivolity? Or are we pleased to come together and study the Most High, study Yahushua, study prophecy, study to understand who we are and our role in the fall of Babylon, Rastafari prophecy? Command. What type of command do we have over the people? Is it wicked? Is it evil? Is it righteous? Is it the Christ command? Excellences. Are we excellent in the way of freedom, justice, and equality? Deeds. What type of deeds do we have in the world? What type of reputation, commensurate with our deeds, do we have? Do we have a good reputation or a bad reputation? Look at how important a name is. You can have a good name or a bad name. Persons reckoned up by name. Persons reckoned up by name. Let's hit the word reckon. Persons reckoned up. Established by counting or calculation. So when one hears your name, people make a calculation concerning you and your character. They count up, make a counting, make a thought that counts up your deeds and your actions, my deeds and my actions. So we want it to be that when we are reckoned in the mind of people, that it is a good reckoning, a good calculation, a good counting. The cause or reason named. So now we're moving from our personal name to a cause. Do we have a cause for living in our life? The Most Honorable Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said something to the effect of, you must have a cause for living, a reason for living, a reason worth dying for, a cause worth dying for to make your life worth living. So the cause is the total liberation of the human being. The cause is seen in the name Yahushua and the title Mashiach. These names and titles having to do with total freedom, justice, and equality. That is our reason for being in the universe. Not that we can't have fun with each other and play with each other in that way. Have fun and on that level. Righteous fun. But we are here to work together, to come together, to get to know each other. No matter we race, ethnicity, religion, political affiliation, we are here to come together to know one another, that we may be truly monotheistic. No division within the human family. Yes, we are many parts, many characteristics, many attributes, many functions, but come together as one human family, getting to know each other, getting to know the Most High in each other, through each other, that we may destroy this Babylon system. On this account, because he suffers as a Christian, for this reason. So we see and we understand that the original African Hebrew Christians suffered, because when a person said Christian in those days, it meant liberation. It meant revolution. It meant that a people was standing up against the system. A people were standing up against Caesar. A people were standing up against the Roman Empire. So the Rastafari sisters and brothers, using the name of Haile Selassie Rastafari, begin to personify that original spirit of the original African Hebrew Christians and begin to preach the word of get up, stand up for your rights, don't give up the fight. Begin to teach the human family that we must come together as one human family. I'm using the word truly monotheistic, one mind. Does not the scripture teach one body, one Christ, one Lord, one mind? Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. That is the mind of liberation for the human family. This is the work of the Rastafari sisters and brothers, teaching that it is more to life than just your 9-to-5 job, more to life than just going out and playing, that we must be about the business of chanting down Babylon. We don't sing songs just for frivolity and play. Rastafari business is serious business. The business of chop down Babylon night and day. Nayabingi means the death to all oppressor. We're not talking about going out and shedding blood, but we're talking about that this system must be done away with, that we, the human family, may be able to live as one righteous, justice human family, living as a complete God and Goddess child of the Most High. This is our ultimate reason for being in the earth realm, in the physical reality. So we're talking about understanding that the cause of freedom, the cause of justice, the cause of equality. And so when we work hard and stand up, then when you hear a name like Bob Marley, wow, you say, wow, what a name, what a man. This man stood up. When you hear a name like Peter Tosh, you say, boy, that brother stood up for revolution. When you hear a name like Bunny Wailer, you say, wow, that man from those days and times right to the present day has never given up on standing up for Rastafari Selassie as Jesus Christ new name, and I as Jesus Christ new name, and I standing up for freedom, justice, and equality. When you hear a name like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Fannie Lou Hamer, when you hear Marcus Garvey, when you hear Martimo Planner, when you hear Leonard Howe, these are some of the old Rastafari elders, Leonard Howe and some other Rastafari elders, when you hear Black Panther Party, or when you hear Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, when you hear Southern Christian Leadership Conference, when you hear Nation of Islam, when you hear the National Black United Front, when you hear the All African People's Revolutionary Party, when you hear the African People's Socialist Party, when you hear Medgar Evers, and I think Medgar Evers' birthday has just come and gone, or was it, let me see if I can find this little piece of news concerning Medgar Evers. I thought I had it in my notes here for current events and current affairs. But was it the commemoration of his assassination not long ago? There was something. I'm going to find that, sisters and brothers. Let me go to Democracy Now. www.democracynow.org and see if I can find that piece of news on Medgar Evers. I believe it was the commemoration of his assassination. The time that he was assassinated had just come and gone, and Democracy Now, I'm not going to find it, but, oh, here it is. Yeah, Medgar Evers' murder 50 years later. Widow Merle Evers Williams remembers a man for all time. When you hear the name like Medgar Evers, who doesn't get as much credit as he should, this man stood up. What state was he in? One of those southern states. Mississippi? Yeah, he lived in Mississippi in those days and times when it was just like a death sentence to be a black man and black woman in the South. Bomb threats, assassinations by poor working class, ignorant, so-called white Caucasian sisters and brothers who didn't understand that they were being used by the wicked ruling class and ruling families to play out a polytheistic philosophy of division of the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, dividing the poor working class white man and woman from the poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. This ignorant, so-called white Caucasian man who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan shot down our brother Medgar Evers in his driveway outside of his home, Medgar Evers' home, in Jackson, Mississippi. So, Caucasian sisters and brothers, you who yet have the mind of the Ku Klux Klan and the Aryan Nation, understand that the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, are using you, misusing you, abusing you, causing you to separate from we, the poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, to your own detriment. Have you not studied the philosophy of eugenics, which is the philosophy perpetuated by the wicked ruling class to implement a mentality and philosophy of superiority of the wicked ruling class and families to the inferiority genetically of not only the poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, but you, the poor working class, white man and woman, are deemed genetically inferior to the genetic superiority of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So they see you as being worthy of death along with the poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow, which means we must analyze politics and become so politically astute, having political strength, principled by the principles of life and existence and living and life for all, that we may see our way to unite together, to come together and overthrow this wicked Babylon system. So the name, when we hear names like these who stood up, when we hear Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony, when we hear the names of those who stood up for women's suffrage and women's rights, we think good thoughts and we think good things because they have a wonderful name and a wonderful reputation. Revelation chapter 3, verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that hath, this word, he that hath, echo 2192 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And I believe we are yet speaking to the Church of Philadelphia. And it is time that we exhibit brotherly and sisterly love to each other, towards each other. The G8 is meeting. You just had the Bilderberg meeting. Some of those same peoples and groups meeting now at the G8 summit. Or is it the G20? One of those. But another faction that remains under the control of the House of Rothschild and the wicked ruling class and ruling families. The House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers being two families that are a part of those wicked ruling class and ruling families, using the philosophy of polytheism to divide black, brown, red, yellow, and white, to divide Republican against Democrat, to divide capitalists against socialists and communists, and to divide religious people against atheist people, to divide this ethnic group against that ethnic group, this nationality against that nationality, this gender against that gender, this age group against that age group, the youth against the elder, elder against the youth. That is polytheism. We are true monotheists. We understand the different functions that we all operate under as a body of people operating under the power and influence of the Most High Father and Mother Yahweh, who act as one. Does not the scripture say that two become one? That the husband, the man, leaves his family, cleaves to his wife, and they become one? The two become one. Yes, it's two, but they act as one, one unit, one unison, one union, one eye. And father and mother coming together to beget and conceive, giving birth to life and giving birth to existence. So this is the reality that we must get a hold of. Philadelphia, become Philadelphia, become love for your sister and brother. Don't buy into the hatreds that they want us to buy into to justify the destruction of a portion of the human family. Ratcheting up warfare and bloodshed in Syria by perpetuating division and hatreds against the Syrian people, against the Iranian people, against Russia and against China. You see the factions of the earth moving and coming together based on various divisions and philosophies of polytheism. So we want to say Philadelphia for all. We want to say love and peace and righteousness for all. We reject the hatreds of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Let's get a hold. Let's get a hold of this. He that hath a hold. The word he that hath is echo, 2192 Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to have, to hold in the hand, in the sense of wearing, to have hold or possession of the mind. So we must be in possession of our minds. George Clinton said, back in our minds again. Watch this, man. Watch this, sisters and brothers. You see, you don't know where the truth is going to come from. Back in our minds again. We don't fight no more. He says something to the effect of George Clinton and Funkadelic. We don't fight no more. We don't argue. We don't squawk no more. We have given up that type of mentality. We are back in our minds again. So we must gain a hold of our mind. And our original mind is the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, because that mind is your and my original mind. We are the original image, the original Christ image of the invisible God and Goddess. We are the original Christ body, the original Christ spirit, and our original mind is the mind of Christ. If that was not the case, the Most High could not demand of us to let that mind be in our mind. Let this mind be in you, be in our structure, be in our consciousness, which was the mind of Christ Jesus, the mind of liberation, the mind of freedom, justice, and equality, the mind to stand up against the system, the mind to stand up against the Babylon system, the mind to stand up against Caesar and the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire. So we have that mind today. To stand up against the Illuminati, to stand up against the synagogue of Satan, to stand up on behalf of our sisters and brothers of the human family and reject the mentality of warfare and bloodshed. This word refers to alarm and agitating emotions. And you look at how things like 9-1-1 and terrorist threats that are really created by the FBI and the CIA to do what? To cause us to have to be alarmed, to be afraid, to be emotionally agitated. We have to hold on to our minds and be not alarmed and emotionally agitated at their wicked machinations, because we know and understand that they are creating circumstances to alarm us and agitate us, to maneuver us in the realm of fear, to support their wickedness and their philosophy of polytheism, to destroy, divide the human family by causing hatred and fear from one human family towards portion of the human family, towards another portion of the human family. So they demonize portions of the human family and then cause us to be maneuvered into hatred and fear of a portion of the human family. And then we would support death and destruction through warfare and bloodshed. You've heard McCain. You've heard Senator Lindsey Graham talk about arming and weaponizing and financing, in reality, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, CIA in Syria. You've heard them talk about, give lies and fictitious narrative against the Assad government and the Syrian people by saying falsely they want to help the Syrian people, but in reality, they want to. Matter of fact, I ran across a piece of information, and you have to go with your mind when things come to your mind. In Webster Tarpley's Twitter account, he tweeted that the French confirmed Britain wanted a war with Syria years ago. And so I pursued this little directive, and I saw on French TV, former French Foreign Minister Roland Dumas said that Britain had been preparing gunmen to invade Syria 2 years before the crisis there flared up in 2011. So this would take us back to 2009. And under the directive of, I'm going to interpret this, under the directive of the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and the 13 families, the 13 bloodlines that are the families of the wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families, the Rothschilds being one of those families, they began to exert control over the governments, Britain, France, and America, and others. And they began to exert their control over the media, outlets, electronic and otherwise, and began to pump hatred and division and emotionally agitate and cause a fear to come over the populace so that they could prepare us all the way to now to support their wickedness in Syria. All of it pre-planned. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.